Welcome in, everyone. I'm Ira C. Smith. Joining us tonight is our stat guy, Dino Alessio.
Glad to be here, Ira. Got all my pencils sharpened and ready to go, and I'm looking forward to a terrific senior night basketball game as these Napa Grizzly seniors get their final chance to show what they can do.
And our engineer back at the KVON studio is our student. That's Sean Tooker. Sean, thanks to having you aboard, and we're getting set to roll along here in this the finale of regular season basketball. Well, what a season it's been for Napa High. They came into the league this year as the defending champion. The Napa team went through last season in league play without a loss, but they lost quite a few outstanding seniors last year. And tonight is senior night, so they'll be losing six more seniors. Also on the roster are five juniors and a sophomore. But on senior night, six players will be bowing out from the Napa High roster. And they come into this game with just a 7-win and 18-loss record at 3-8 overall. Some very tough games, though, and some tough losses in games that we've broadcast.
Absolutely. They, with a little luck, they could have had at least three or four more wins. And that's primarily just looking at the games that we broadcast.
Taking a look at the Petaluma Trojans, they started out strong in league play. It looks like they were going to be the team to beat, but then they have dropped three of their last four games. So they are 16-8 overall, but they are 7-3 in league play. They only have two seniors on this squad, so they are going to be a team with whom to contend next year.
Absolutely. It should be a very competitive league all the way across next year. I know, you know, Napa will have injured players back who are underclassmen this year and haven't had a chance to play this year. Brock Bowers and will be able to come back next year. And so Napa could very well return to top form in the league.
We'd like to take this moment before our tip-off tonight to salute those six seniors. Danny Ruiz, Will Marsalis, Logan Van Zant, Joe Laliberte, Jack Hunter, Tony Gonzalez. We salute you folks for participating in Napa High basketball. And as this is the finale, this is the last week of regular season winter sports. And it's also the first week of spring sports. At least they're starting to get underway.
That's remarkable, since spring doesn't actually start for another 5 weeks, but or almost 6 weeks actually. But of course, there's not an exact correlation between how the sports are characterized and when they're played. And for example, I mean, in baseball, they have spring training that starts in the winter. They play the Midsummer Classic only 1 week into summer. They do get it right, though, with the Fall Classic. That is actually played in the fall. But so the spring sports are starting and the winter sports are finishing up, except, of course, for some of the teams in the Valley, which basketball teams, which will have playoffs going on. And we'll see if they can't actually play these winter sports until we are into the spring or close to it.
The Petaluma Trojans come in, coached by Anton Lyons. They're warming up the basket to our left. Napa High warming up the basket to our right, coached by Zach Cook. This is his fourth year as the head basketball coach at Napa High. He is ably assisted by Greg Johnson. The JV coach, who also helps out with the varsity, is Brad Swim. And the freshman coach this year was Paul Degoni. So best wishes for an off season for the coaches. Following tonight's game, we will be having section playoffs announced on Sunday, but it is unlikely that Napa High will get selected into the playoff. They would be considered a Division I team, which is interesting in that their crosstown rival, Vintage Crushers, are considered a Division II team for basketball playoffs.
And that's also happened in football in past years. And it's interesting because the two schools are virtually identical in enrollment. However, the line has to be drawn somewhere because the idea is to have 16 teams in Division One and the next 16 biggest in Division Two, and so on. And so if that dividing line just happens to be right between Napa and Vintage, a difference in enrollment of just a dozen students could make all the difference between one of the teams being Division One and the other one being classified Division Two for playoff purposes.
All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back here and get underway with basketball action. It's the finale of the regular season. It's the finale of the Vine Valley Athletic League between Napa High and Petaluma when we continue after this timeout.
Welcome to
that was a very nice rendition of our national anthem. And welcome back in to Mr. Playhouse. We're just getting ready for basketball here. Mester Gymnasium and a little bit of basketball playing time coming your way. Here's Troy Mott with the starting lineup.
Number 21, Cole Garzoli. Number 23, Ryan Sullivan. Number 32, Ivan Cortez. And number 41, Julian Guadahan.
Those are the starters for Petaluma. Now for Napa High.
On senior night, number 11, Will Marseille. Senior number 21, Logan Van Zandt. Senior number 24, Joe Laliberte. Senior number 33, Jack Hunter. And senior number 50, Tony Gonzalez.
So those are the starters for Zach Cook's Napa High team. They will be attired in their white uniforms with the navy numerals twinned in gold. Petaluma will be in their purple uniforms. They'll have the white numerals and they'll have white trim on their basketball uniform. So settle back, relax, and get set, because here we have basketball as we're finishing up regular season play at the Messner Gymnasium in Napa tonight. The two teams are back to their respective benches. You've heard about the starters, and here comes Napa onto the basketball court with the five of the six seniors getting starting assignments in tonight's game. And off to our right, huddle around Antonio Lyons, and breaking from that huddle, the Petaluma Trojans coming out onto the court. And they'll have Garahan, who is 6'5", jumping at center against Napa High's Tony Gonzalez. Napa going to the right of the radio dial here in the first half. Petaluma to the left. The officials checking with the scorer's table, making sure that that everything is in line. Zach Cook, the coach for Napa High, going down there to check on something regarding the 35-second clock, the shot clock, as it is not functioning. The R.C. Ward, athletic director, is also over there. And Troy Mott, who is the timekeeper, is also checking out the scenario there. And now they got it turned on. So, Dino, ready to go.
Raring to go, Ira.
Here we go. As the scoreboard clock all set. The shot clock is set at 35 seconds. The official is ready. The ball is at the center, and he's ready to toss it in the air. And we are underway. The ball is batted around, and Petaluma has the basketball. They have it well out as Cortez takes it in on an angle. Bounce pass, low post, left side. There's a half hook shot up, no good by Graham, and it's rebounded by Napa High. Napa with its first possession. Marseille brings it into the forecourt. Right side, now to Hunter. Hunter used up the dribble. He's going to have to pass. Goes over to Marseille in the right-hand corner against a zone defense. Shooting from the right baseline. Missing was Hunter. A whistle underneath. The ball goes out of bounds. And it was off of Napa. So it'll be Petaluma's ball. No score, just underway here at the Messner Gym, Vine Valley Athletic League senior night for Napa High. Napa using a trap press to start it out. It's interesting that they're coming right out of the gate with a press. Getting the ball is Cortez into the forecourt, though. Handles it nicely. Takes it over to Sullivan. Sullivan back over on the right side. Swings it back around now, going around the perimeter from right to left side. Sullivan fakes a three-pointer, then passes it to the right on the free throw line. Extended for a pull-up elbow jumper. It's up. It's no good by Gottschalk. And it caroms out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball. Napa finds defense meeting them in the forecourt, back at midcourt. Driving down, going up, shooting, and missing a layup was Logan Van Zandt. Boy, they had set that up beautifully, but Van Zandt missed on the drive down the lane, and there is a 30-second timeout asked for by Petaluma.
That was a terrific pass, and it's just unfortunate that he couldn't finish, but if that opportunity comes up again later on, I'm sure he'll put it right in.
One of the officials in the first game, Ron Barnes, well known around this area, not so much for his basketball officiating, but for baseball umpiring for 20-some years. He was a Major League Baseball umpire and did a heck of a job, and it's always nice to see Ron Barnes at an athletic event. He lives over in the Walnut Creek area and comes and officiates in this region quite a bit. Play resumes now. Petaluma with the ball. A minute and a half gone, and neither team yet has an opportunity to score. Petaluma with the ball. Gottschalk, top of the key against Hunter. Ball is kicked. They try to pass, and Logan Van Zandt kicked the ball, soccer style, over to the sideline. Senior night at Napa High. Petaluma inbounds the ball, comes over to Cortez, gets his pass over to Gottschalk. Gottschalk has used up the dribble. Hunter pressuring him now. The pass comes over now to Sullivan. Pass over left as they're working it around the perimeter. The ball is deflected and goes off of Petaluma out of bounds. The pass intended for Julian Garahan, and it'll be Napa's ball. Napa gets the ball into the forecourt, Marseille, and the ball is off of Petaluma. It'll stay with Napa. Well, we got a couple changes in the lineup already. Ron Housen has come onto the court, and Gio Camini into the ball game for the Trojans. They make a couple changes. Napa with the ball. Hunter, bounce pass, Van Zandt, right baseline. Cross-court pass goes over. Now they come back out to Marseille. Over to Hunter. Fakes a three. Drives around his defender. But the ball is deflected away from him. Taken by Petaluma. And they'll try a fast break. Coming down the left side is Gottschalk. Going baseline. Going under the basket. And slips. Falls down under the basket. He may have been tripped. It's going to be a foul on Tony Gonzalez of Napa High. Alex Seidler, a 6'5 senior, comes in, and he replaces Garanhan, who is a 6'5 junior. Looking to inbound the ball is Giacomoni. Sends it way back out now to Gottschalk, working the weave. Napa's in a man-to-man defense here in this first quarter of play. Petaluma has the ball, angle right side, quarter court, free throw line extended area. And he's going to try a three from there behind the line. It rims, no good. Foul underneath. Coming over the back is Alex Seidler. So Seidler is called for the personal foul. Well, we've gone 3 minutes here without anyone scoring yet.
So far, my pencil hasn't been too active. Just a few turnovers and rebounds, but no made baskets.
The ball is punched away from Van Zandt, stolen by Petaluma. Fast break. Coming down, going in, going up, shooting and scoring was Ryan Giacomini, a 6 foot sophomore. And that's first points in the game. Van Zandt had a little daylight. He goes in the lane, up, shoot, scores. Van Zandt gets the basket right back. A elbow jumper in the lane. Quick in the forecourt, Ron Housen over to the right side. Petaluma with the ball out for a three-point attempt. It up rims, no good by Sullivan. Rebounded by Napa's Joe Laberte. Napa with the ball quickly into the forecourt. Goes right side to Hunter. Working around the perimeter now. Over to Laberte. He's going to fire a three. It rims. No good. Rebound out of there by Gottschalk for Petaluma. They quickly come down court. Underneath the basket, all alone, is Alex Seidler. And he easily lays it in. And it's 4-2 now. Petaluma in the lead. We're midway through the first quarter. It's low scoring. Pretty good defense. Hunter for Napa. Comes over in the right corner now. La Liberte. As they work underneath, there is all alone Van Zandt, and Logan lays it in to tie up the ball game at four. At the 3.5 minute mark here, in the forecourt comes Ron Housen. They work it over now to the right side. Giacomini, he is guarded very tightly over there by La Liberte. There's a shot up good in the middle. And yeah, to see who got that last shot there, Troy. I would blocked out on that. The referee got in that way. We'll check and we'll find out here on that last basket.
That was number 15 who scored that basket.
So the basket by Luke Ronhausen for Petaluma puts Petaluma up 6-4 on this timeout.
So, well, once the lid was taken off the basket, now at least the two teams are exchanging a few baskets. Not a lot in the way of trends early on. Petaluma in the early going is 2 out of 5 from the floor. They're 3 out of 6, and Napa is 2 out of 6. So not a lot there. Rebounding even, turnovers even. But as we go on, I'm sure some trends will develop.
As play is going to resume, Napa will have a couple changes. Tyler Oda, a sophomore, has come in the game. And so has Braden Greenlee. Those two at the guard post. And on a high post, Jack Jagir is into the game. They've also brought Spencer Gorman. There's a three-point attempt up by Ortiz. No good. And the rebound is to Petaluma. So Napa made wholesale changes. There's a long pass, goes out of bounds. In fact, entirely different five out there now. Ortiz, I don't know if I mentioned him being one of the five that came into the lineup. Oda between circles, over to Ortiz. Ortiz looks for a pick. Oda will shoot over the defense, no good. Rebound is cleared out by Petaluma's Will Krupp, who just came into the game. Quickly in the forecourt, Krupp's going to fire a three. It rims. It's no good. Hustle for the rebound, and it is out of bounds off of Danny Ruiz of Napa. So it will be in the right-hand corner. Petaluma, Luke Ronhausen, to inbound the ball. He does so. Napa's going into his zone defense, and the ball is punched away by Oda, but they get it underneath, and then there is a whistle, and Ruiz is going to be called for a foul. He looked over to his coach and said, I really didn't touch him, but he is going to be called for the personal foul. It's only the second team foul, one team foul against Petaluma so far here in this contest. Early in the ball game, we're in the first quarter. 6-4, Petaluma with the lead by 2. They inbound the ball, and Napa right away double teams. There's a three-point attempt up and good. That by Luke Ronhausen is the first three-point basket of the game that comes with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ruiz can't hold the ball. Pass from Spencer Gorman went right through Ruiz's hand into the crowd for a turnover. It's 9-4. Petaluma with the lead as they bring the ball front court now. And Napa gets very aggressive and commits a foul. Ryan Sullivan was the player that was fouled, and he fouled by Jack Jagir. Jagir, very physical player, gets off the boards nicely. Does a nice job rebounding and tenacious defender. But as I say, gets very aggressive out there. Pass comes over the left side. There's a three-point attempt, and he banked it in. That was a nice shot by Ryan Giacomoni. And that makes it 12-4. Petaluma, Greenlee. Over to Cota, angle left side, free throw line extended area. Napa moving the ball around quickly. Comes to the right now, over to Jagir, spreading the attack, keeping that man-to-man defense on the move. They've got a box one on Greenlee now. Comes over to Jagir, gives to Ruiz. At 5 seconds on the shot clock as Gorman drives in, goes up, shoots, missed. Battle for the rebound, and good hustle there by Ortiz to tip the ball over, and it goes to Gorman. Gorman baseline left, goes in, goes up, he shoots, he missed, but was fouled. Foul may have been before the shot. The foul called against Will Krupp, a 5'10 junior from Petaluma. We're in the final minute of the first quarter, 12-4 is the score. Petaluma with the lead. And it will be Oda with the ball to the right of the basket for which his team is shooting to trigger the inbound for Napa High. He looks and sends it way back out to Ortiz, over to Greenlee, looks at a three, doesn't shoot it, comes over to right side now as they're working the weave. Oda, bounce pass. Out to Greenlee. Greenlee fakes left. Stid brings it to the right side. He's double-teamed on the box and one. And he gets it over to Ortiz for a three-pointer. Kaboom! He got it! Ortiz hits the three. Final 30 seconds of the first quarter. And the ball comes down low post. Going up, shooting and scoring. Getting behind the defense was Alex Seidler. Napped with the ball with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Down by seven. Oda. Ortiz open for another three. This one spins out, no good. Petaluma rebounds with 4 seconds to go. A long football pass and it's deflected, and that will end the quarter. So an exciting first quarter, particularly from a Petaluma standpoint. We're at the end of one, and it's the Petaluma Trojans 14, Napa High 7. Back with the second quarter after this. Well, the Master Jim, let's check with Dino Alessio on that first quarter.
Well, terrific shooting for Petaluma in that first quarter as they made 6 out of 10, 60% shooting. That included 2 out of 4 from three-point range. They did not attempt a free throw. Napo's 3 of 11 from the floor, including 1 of 4 from three-point land. They also did not attempt a free throw. Turnovers, 3 for Napa, 2 for Petaluma. Rebounding, 6-3 lead for Petaluma.
It's 14-7 to score. As we start the second quarter, Napa with the ball. Gorman has it. Stop the key over to Greenlee. It's going to be called for a travel and a turnover against Napa High as we just get underway here in the second period of play. Petaluma with the basketball here, wrapping up regular season play in the Vine Valley Athletic League over the left side. There's a three-point attempt up, no good by Giacomoni. Rebounded by Napa. Coming in is Oda. Over to Gorman. Fakes, drives in, lost the ball. A scramble for a loose ball. And picked up back in the defensive end of the court after going back across the line by Napa. Comes back over to Gorman. Gorman has it stolen away from him this time as he quit back on the defense. But driving in is Seidler. And he loses it to Ortiz, and Ortiz throws it way ahead of Oda, and the sophomore Tyler Oda could not catch up with it, and that sails out of bounds. Things a little bit ragged here in the early going of the second quarter. Liam Gottschalk is back into the lineup for the Trojans. Napa will meet Petaluma at midcourt. Oda puts a little pressure on the ball. Pass goes into low post left side. Spins, goes up with a half hook. No good by Seidler, but he is going to go to the line. Fouled on the play. It'll be a two-shot opportunity. The foul is on Jack Jagir. That was the fourth team foul against Napa. Second personal foul on Jagir. And the first free throw from Seidler is up and good. Alex Seidler, 6'5", about 180 pounds senior, plays that front line, shifts from a low post to forward spot, and he's back here bouncing the ball again, and free throw is up, and this one is no good. Rebound by Knapp, a nice positioning error by Van Zandt to get the defensive rebound. Comes over the left side. There's Hunter, drills a three. Jack Hunter drills a long three to make it 15-10. Apple quickly back on defense. Petaluma looking to find the open man. They find him over the left side, but his shot, he hurried it up, and it was blocked by Greenlee. Goes out of bounds. So the ball will stay with Petaluma, and it will be inbounded to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. Coming back into the lineup is Ivan Cortez. He was a starter tonight. He replaces Luke Ronhausen. Petaluma with the ball. It comes into Cortez. He has it in the left corner. Used up the dribble, and then he tries a bounce pass, but there is a whistle away from the ball. He's called by the official on the opposite side of the court, and a shove is going to be called against Napa's Jack Jagir, and that's his third personal foul. So Jagir is coming out, and Tony Gonzalez will come in. And Cole Garzioli comes in for Trojans for the first time. Garzioli in the lineup. Pass goes low post, and then the pass is intercepted by Oda. He looks down court, dribbles across the timeline, pulls it back out now. Has the ball between circles as it now starts down the left side. Flips a little pass to Hunter. Back to Oda. Oda gets it in the corner. He comes now over there as they working it around to find, and the interception as Giacomoni was able to intercept the ball. They get it front court. Garzioli taken away by Greenlee. Greenlee against Garzioli comes in, goes up, missed. Rebound followed up. No good by Hunter. Rebounded this time by Giacomoni. Well, Napa had a good opportunity there. They just missed a couple opportunities under the basket, and it's going to be Jack Hunter called for the personal foul.
And the Grizzlies are really going to have to start making those. Those were literally layups, both figuratively and literally.
5.5 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter here, and it's 15-10. Petaluma with the ball and the lead. And this season finale is high school basketball regular season. Driving in Cortez, and he goes in uncontested to lay it in. Nice solo drive there by Cortez for Petaluma. Coda over to Hunter. Napa with the ball now, working it around. As Gonzalez with the pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound. And Gonzalez goes in there, fights, and is able to tie up the rebounder. That was Garzioli. Back into the lineup for Napa High Will Marseille. He comes in, and Logan Van Zandt goes to the sideline. 17-10 is the score. We have just over 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Underneath, a good pass from Oda to Hunter, and he's fouled. First, he tried to go up. The ball was tipped away. He got it again, tried to go up, and this time he was really fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws. That last foul goes against Alex Seidler, and it puts at the free throw line for two shots, Jack Hunter. First one is good. Hunter, a senior, getting the start. Probably going, wants to go to four-year college. Gorman back into the ball game for Napa High. He's a battler. It's Spencer, just a junior. He'll be back next year. And here's the next free throw. That is good. And if they get Brock Bowers back next year, Happy could be a contender next season. Well, Petaluma nearly lost the ball, and there's a scramble for the ball, but Cortez saves it for Petaluma out to the right side, working it around the perimeter now into the middle, deflected by Gorman off of Gorman, but Napa gets the ball back. It was last touch by Liam Gottschalk of Petaluma. Just over 4.5 minutes to go. We're in the first half here at Messner Gym. Sent your way with good wishes of our sports group. And a bad pass there by Marseille, and it's taken by Cortez. Comes down, goes up, he shoots. Missed, but was fouled by Marseille. Will Marseille picking up the personal foul. It'll be a two-shot foul coming for Ivan Cortez. 5'10 junior. Bouncing the ball. His free throw is up, and it is no good off to the left. Returning to the lineup is Julian Garanhan, 6'5 boy. One more free throw coming for Cortez. And that one is also missed, and the rebound put back up, no good. And the next rebound taken away there by, it was Gorman on a hustle play. That was a great job off the defensive backboard by Gorman to get the ball as we're midway through this second quarter. Napa on the attack. Oda sends it out to Marseille at the top of the key. Over to Greenlee. He's double teamed. Drives in, and there was a foul called. They're not yet in the bonus. The foul goes against Ivan Cortez, but it's only the fourth team foul. So Petaluma's not yet into the, put Napa in the bonus as of yet. Napa looks to inbound the ball, sends it into the left corner. Now a pass underneath to Oda. He comes back out. Couldn't get the shot away. Over to Hunter. Marseille. And we had a travel on Marseille. So it's a 5-point Petaluma lead. And they have the ball. Marseille comes out of the lineup. Joe La Liberté comes back in. One senior replaces another for Zach Cook's squad. Zach in his fourth year as the head boys basketball coach at Napa High. Got Chalk working nicely there against Hunter, and Hunter steals the ball. Good move there by Hunter. Over to Oda. To Greenlee. Greenlee is fouled. That'll be the fifth team foul, so still not in a bonus. That foul on Cortez is his second, the team's fifth. Jack Hunter will trigger the inbounds. He has Joe La Liberté out there with him for the inbounds pass. But before they can get the pass in, there's a shoving foul away from the ball called on Spencer Gorman. That was not a ball, a player control foul. It was a turnover, though. And so Napa gives the ball right back to Petaluma. Petaluma with the basketball as they have made a change in the lineup, bringing Bermudez into the contest. Bermudez, as perhaps is the pronunciation. They bring the ball forecourt, right side, driving in. A pull-up jumper is up off, no good by Sullivan. And a foul on the rebound. Looks like he's going to go against Napa. It'll be a shooting foul. Or check it. No, it was a jump. They called a jump ball. So that will be alternate position. Ruiz comes back in. So does Logan Van Sant. As Zach Cook makes another change in the lineup. Inbounds pass goes to the left corner. They can't get a shot. And a steal under there. Nice play by Logan Van Sant, and Napa gets the ball back. 2:40 to go here in the first half. Comes over to Van Sant. Pull-up jump shot. Rims no good. Goes for the rebound. Can't get there. Petaluma does get there as Sullivan gets it and throws it away out of bounds, and it's given to Petaluma. Senior night at Napa High. Napa last year had 23 wins and 6 losses. Had to settle for a 7-18 mark coming into tonight's game. They would love to get a W on that record tonight. They had their first league title in 24 years last year and their first time in the playoffs in 14 years last year. That's going to come to an end this year, but what a season they had last year. Ball comes over the left side to Sullivan. Petaluma with the ball, and a timeout's going to be asked by Petaluma. So they take time out now, and let's see, that's going to be a full. No, that's just going to be a short timeout.
So let's look at a few of the numbers here. The turnovers, now 8 against Petaluma and 10 already against the Napa Grizzlies. Rebounds, Napa has 7 rebounds as a team, and Petaluma has 11. So Petaluma has more rebounds and fewer turnovers, and that has allowed them to get up 15 shots so far in the game. Napa, interestingly, has got up 18 shots, but Petaluma leads it by 5, 17 to 12, Ira.
Petaluma also has the basketball coming into this game. Vintage was in the lead in the Vine Valley basketball standings with a 9-2 record. Petaluma and Sonoma Valley each were 7-3. Then American Canyon 6-4, Napa 3-8, Casa Grande 2-8, and Justin Siena at 2-8. There's a 20-footer from the right angle that is good. That was the basket put up there by Giacomoni, and it makes it a 20-12 game. Napa brings the ball down. Now comes to Greenlee. Greenlee's been pretty well shut out by this box and one on him. Passes to Van Zandt. Over to Ruiz, nearly lost that ball, but retrieves it. Goes baseline underneath Van Zandt. Missed the shot. Gets his rebound back up. Missed that one. This time rebounded by Garahan. Takes the ball into the forecourt to Gottschalk. And a travel is going to be called against the Trojans. A minute and a half to go. We're in the second quarter here in the finale of regular season basketball. Napa with the ball. As they walk it down into the forecourt to Ruiz. Spreads the offense now. There's plenty of time for the shot clock at 25 seconds. Game clock at a minute 15 to go. Greenlee, boy, they have been playing him really tight. He has it. He's going to force a long three. It rims no good. And it is rebounded by Petaluma. But at least Greenlee got a shot away that time. It hit iron, but caromed away for a Petaluma rebound with the final minute underway here at the Messner Gym. Ball is in the middle. It's intercepted by Joe Laberte. Napa gets the ball back. It's Greenlee. Laberte over to Ruiz in the left-hand corner. Drives into the lane. Spins, turns, shoots. Banked it in. Nice play by Danny Ruiz. Makes it 20-14. We'll see if Petaluma plays for the final shot here of the first half. Napa is in a man-to-man defense. They're working it down now to 10 seconds to go in the half. Ball comes over to the top of the key. The right side, 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go. And there's a shot up. It's off no good, and that will end the half. So that's the end of the second quarter. We'll be back with halftime and some comments from Darcy Ward, the athletic director at Napa High. Well, Napa actually outscored Petaluma in that second quarter, but only by 1 point. Napa only scored 7 points in the quarter. Petaluma only scored 6 points. So here at halftime, it's a 20-14 Petaluma lead. And here with some of that information is Dino.
So let's look at the first half score shooting. For the Petaluma Trojans, they were at almost 50% for the first half, making 8 out of 17. That included 3 out of 5 from three-point range. They were just 1 out of 4 from the free throw line, and that's how they got their 20 points. For the Napa Grizzlies, they were 5 out of 22 from the floor, including 2 out of 6 from three-point land. They were a perfect 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and that's how Napa got their 14 points. Turnovers, 10 against Petaluma, 10 against Napa. Assists, Petaluma had 5 on their 8 made baskets. Napa had 3 on their 5 made baskets. Rebounds, Petaluma had 13 rebounds as a team. Napa had 8. There was one block shot in that first half. That was by Napa. Petaluma was the first to score. The score was tied on two occasions, but Napa has not led. Petaluma's largest lead of that first half was 8, and they lead right now at halftime by 6 at 20-14, Ira.